From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting nuclear threats from North Korea. South Korea and the United States have begun their annual joint military exercises in an atmosphere of increased tensions due to North Korea's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests and a threat from the powerful National Defense Commission of an all-out offensive to counter the annual drill. A North Korean news anchor reports that in response to any attack by U.S. and South Korean forces, the North Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity to realize the greatest desire of the Korean nation through a sacred war of justice and reunification. He says that they will launch an all-out offensive to decisively counter the U.S. and its followers' hysteric nuclear war moves. The exercises, known as Key Resolve and Foal Eagle, are the largest ever staged, with more than 300,000 South Korean troops and about 17,000 U.S. forces participating. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside of a local court in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. A spokesman for the militant group Jamaatul Ahrar, a member of the Pakistani Taliban waging insurgency against the state, claimed responsibility for the attack. The main Syrian opposition group signaled Monday it intends to take part in renewed UN-led peace talks set to begin later on this week. Riyad Nasan Aga, a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, said representatives plan to start arriving in Geneva on Friday. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura originally intended to reconvene Syrian parties for peace talks late last month, but pushed back the date as the U.S. and Russia led efforts to implement the cessation of all hostilities. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off a five-day trip to the Middle East on Monday at an airbase near Abu Dhabi in front of a large group of U.S. service people as he expressed the U.S. mission to defeat ISIS, referring to the terrorist organization by its Arab pejorative.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world. And that's what we're doing with our coalition partners. We're hitting Daesh fighters and leaders harder than ever. We're making it harder for them to maneuver. We're cutting off their lifeline, their oil revenues, and their finances.
His address at the airbase was also infused with some spirited morale building for the U.S. troops.
You control the skies over Iraq and Syria. Matter of fact, you all control the skies of the whole damn world.
Mr. Biden will also meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday. European Union leaders meet in Brussels today and will reportedly close the migrant route from Greece through the Balkans to points north and west in Europe. Tens of thousands of migrants and refugees remain stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia as Balkan countries place severe restrictions on those crossing the border who fled the violence in Syria. The EU leaders will also be meeting with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu on ways to end smuggling efforts to send migrants and refugees to the continent by sea. Human Rights Watch is calling for the African Union to establish a court to take to trial the most serious cases of abuse in South Sudan, where it says both the army and rebels have committed serious violations. Violence in South Sudan has persisted despite a peace accord signed in August between the government and the armed opposition. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. He was 94. Rice University presidential scholar Douglas Brinkley tells VOA that she was a very popular First Lady.
Although at times controversial in the 80s, and her Just Say No campaign against drugs as First Lady and then as First Lady, she became a leader in the crusade to find cures for Alzheimer's disease. But she's really going to be known as the alter ego of Ronald Reagan.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. American Ray Tomlinson, widely credited as the inventor of modern email, has died. He was 74. Tomlinson invented something called the Direct Electronic Messaging System. Now, that was way back in 1971, that worked between different computer systems and servers. He also chose the at symbol to connect the username with the destination address. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.